And then I came back with Yeezy, with Adidas. And this fashion show was so popular that Justin Bieber had to sit in the second row, right? This thing had every name you could think of. It had Kim Kardashian, Kris Jenner, Kendall Jenner. It was Kylie's first fashion show she'd been in. And in the second fashion show, I put Kylie and Bella Hadid next to each other in the fashion show. You had Puff Daddy. At that time, Puff Daddy had beef with Drake. Drake still came to the show, and Jay-Z had to break up the fight backstage. The designers, you had Jerry Lorenzo, that's head of Fear God. You had Kim Schraub, head of Skims. You had Virgil Abloh, head of Louis Vuitton. You had Dimna, head of Balenciaga, all working for Ye, for the leader, for the philosopher, right? For the person that who put this together? Me, that's who, right? You had these people working for the king of New York, basically the boss, yay, right? You had Jay-Z in the audience, Rihanna in the audience, Beyonce in the audience, sitting next to Anna Wintour in this audience. And guess who heard wind of this? One of the richest men in the world, Bernard Arnault, caught wind of this. What's going on? They're building up something and we need to stop it. So then he met with me and politely offered me backing for my clothing line. It would be Kanye West. They would get 49%, 51%. I would get 49%. They'd have control and they were going to give me all of the support from Louis Vuitton. So I had to go to Adidas and I told Adidas, hey, let's indemnify the apparel. So Adidas, you're not going to do the apparel anymore. Hey, we had a good time, but we're going to run off with Giselle now, right? Mm-hmm. That's like you told your girl that, and she's like, oh, no, we had the proudest moment of our career and stuff. So then he offers me the deal, and Alexander Arnault, who's went to gone on and rape and pillage from all of the talent that I had afterwards, said, I say, before I tell Adidas to indemnify the apparel, can I get a written contract from your dad, Bernard Arnault? And he says, my dad will never go back on his word. So you already know where this thing is going, right?
Yeah.
You can, spoiler alert, right? He went back on his word. So 3 months into the deal, I get Anna Wintour. I say, who should I use for my lawyer? She picks my lawyer for me, right? I just found out even a couple of days that the lawyer demanded an airplane during negotiations. Had nothing to do with me, right? They said that Bernard Arnault got freaked out, and then Alexander Arnault calls me and says, the deal got dropped at the board. I went back and told my high-maintenance wife I was supposed to become this designer at Louis Vuitton, or the Louis Vuitton group was going to back the Kanye West line because that's how good I've done in fashion, babe. And now the deal is dropped. Now the deal is dropped. So then I did a second collection, and we didn't have any support to be able to build the collection. Then I went and found, and third collection, we did it. We took over MSG. Fourth collection went, and the show started an hour late. Then a week later, Kim got robbed. Then I told Scooter Braun, my manager at that time, I say, I'm looking, you know, I need to go to Japan. I'm tired. He says, no, you need to make more money. I do four more shows on a second leg of the tour, and I suffer from exhaustion and go to the hospital and then get diagnosed with a disorder. This is the first time I ever suffered from exhaustion. By the way, I haven't been to the hospital since. And haven't taken, you know, medication in 2 years. And I'm sure there'll be people in the media, we won't say where from, will say, well, that's obvious, right? So right now I'm talking to you, right? Uh-huh. I'm not on medication. I just go to sleep, right? I have sleep.
Have you been able to sleep?
That's too low hanging fruit for you. I expect more.
I agree. I expect more. That was dumb. I regret it.
That's like Pierce Morgan trying to grab ratings. Type, like, you got a whole life ahead of you. You got a whole life ahead of you. These guys are at the end of their life.
Oh, good.
Right, so this story.
Call me out on my shit. I love it.